Hi, everybody. This is C-Free. This next episode, I don't know what the fuck happened. All I know is that Eric Hollerback shows up right before the show and he goes, "Hey, C-Free, buddy. I don't have a podcast for this week. Can my podcast be your podcast, like the one we record? Can I put that on my podcast?" And he didn't have a podcast. So he wanted to make this episode of the C-Free and DJ Tandem show his episode. Okay, so like the whole time, it's like two shows happening at once. It's like his show and our show are happening at the same time. And I don't know what the fuck happened. So yeah, I'm sorry. Here. Welcome to the C-Free and DJ Tandem show, everybody. I'm C-Free.
This is DJ Tandem over here killing it once again.
We also have a couple of comedians here.
Also Highway Diary episode 143. Because I live around the corner. I needed a podcast this week. I didn't have one.
But is there a way to like record those things separately edit?
This is all together. This is one big family of
podcasts. He didn't feel like doing a podcast this week. So he came over here to do this one, and then he's going to take our podcast that we do together.
And make it on his feed like an ass.
Highway robbery.
Yeah, he got there before I did.
This is Highway Balls Ass Diaries.
Episode 1.
Episode 763.
Ooh. I think it's 143, somewhere around there.
So anyway, this is some new intro music that me and DJ Tana made. This is actually completely improv. At the end of the last episode, we do something called the turn off the podcast game, where we try to make the listener turn off the podcast and disgust by doing awfulness.
Wow.
And we get into a lot of improv and singing at the end. And so this is the new intro music to our show, which was done. It's all made up from the last episode.
DJ Tandem Show is the C-Free and 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 DJ Tandem Show. Dropping knowledge sophisticated like your college courses, but more relatable, so we gon' take it slow. And no reason to overthink it, show. It's like conspiracies are real, but history is also true. Science is real, but religion is too. So let's all figure it out. And by the way, he's a black dude, I'm a white dude. It's cool, so just chill out. It's the C-Free.
I love it.
DJ Tandem Show.
This is already the coolest podcast I've ever been on.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And by that, I mean the real one, the highway robbed one.
What the fuck? Disrespectful, Kelly Stone.
I think you're being disrespectful.
You're not even wearing underwear. You know?
Already out with that one.
How is that disrespectful? I feel like I showed up.
Yeah, and the dogs started chasing your pussy all around the fucking room.
Yeah, it was like I got here and they're like, "We got to lock up the dogs." But I'm sure you do anyway for the podcast. Right?
Do me a favor, Eric. I'm trying to be a gentleman here, and I'm the only one sitting directly across from Kelly.
Yeah,
you're trying to avoid eye contact with
a little bit.
Is that why you arranged my chair the way that you did earlier?
Actually, I gave you the opportunity to sit at an angle to me and maybe show DJ Tandem what's up, and instead you chose facing this way and closer to him.
Don't
put that on me for a second, miss.
I think the microphone is facing.
Do you see anything
so
at all? Anything at all?
Nothing
like,
whatsoever.
Seriously.
You're doing very well so far.
Yeah.
But what I'm asking Eric to do, and this has nothing to do with you, this is my responsibility to control my face, and I'm asking Eric, don't draw attention to things I'm trying to pay attention to the show here. Listen.
Ooh. Yeah, the dogs were like, did a salmon
I see where
throw
you're going
up?
With that.
You got Listen. An agenda. You got a schedule.
No, what it is that I'm an initiate of the mysteries. I'm a student of the ancient mysteries, and
fucking
what I've done is
Christ.
I've bridged my subconscious and my conscious minds so that I don't really have a secret self anymore. When I'm speaking with people like you, people who are like cool and smart, say whatever, and I don't really, like, if it's in my head, I'm just going to say it right now.
Yeah,
it's a safe space.
That was a rituals and a cult, not autism.
Improv was important to you because you were telling me that y'all come up with topics. You come up with the topics.
Yeah, usually.
DJ John.
DJ Tandem.
Tandem. Oh, like.
See that synchronization there? That was dope.
Like skydiving.
Kind of, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Why a tandem?
He's always got a white guy strapped to his back.
Did you say that's an awful question?
Yeah, I hate when people ask him about his stuff.
Oh, never mind.
He just sucks. He's awful. He's not interesting. It's boring.
What? Disrespectful.
Are you a big spoon or a little spoon?
I'm like a big spoon attached to a little spoon. It's a tandem, you know.
So you are all of the tandem. Like, you're both.
Yeah, I'm everything and nothing.
So you're bipolar.
By gender.
I am unipolar.
Yeah, whoa. DJ Tandem's crazy, and so am I. That's why it's a good show.
Yeah.
It's already off to a rocking start. See, my whole thing is just whatever awful shit is in my head in this space, it gets said. Because that's how you put on a show for people. That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's my C-Free.
You just show your ass.
What's the awful shit in your head, C-Free?
All right,
C-Free?
Well, first of all, we have to introduce everyone
exactly.
in the proper manner.
Oh, we haven't even done that yet.
This is a special thing we do here. And I don't know which wrestler music you're going to get, but it's probably for one of the, you know, the...
I don't care what y'all say. Oh.
Whoa, it's time to rock and roll. Whoa, yeah. You gotta start this one off, buddy.
Introducing the lovely Kelly Stone.
Oh, I thought for sure it was gonna be the other guy as lovely.
He gets another song.
Sweet, so this is mine?
This is actually, your intro music.
Actually, I seen a dude stand up comedy. With no makeup or nothing, cause she got mad confidence in her comedian skills, and don't need no pity, I'm hot laughs, Kelly Stone.
Although I often comment about how hot I am. I mean, I acknowledge the elephant in the room. Like,
Say Free, don't look at her pussy.
She
don't
hates
look at her pussy, Say Free.
See, you can't see my pussy.
She hates rape jokes as much as actual rape. Kelly Stone.
Yeah, except for good rape jokes, like ones that educate the audience. Like,
a good rape?
Educational joke.
Not
jokes.
A good rape. I didn't say that. A good rape joke. You can't just edit a phrase like that out, man.
That's all I got.
Yeah,
that's all
cool.
We got for that.
That was really cool. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
For real.
I'm always mean, so I didn't want to just, like... be all sexist and not be mean to you. Do you know what I mean?
Because
you're the first female comedian. No, but I didn't want to do my not normal thing where I'm like fucking with people.
I'm the first bitch that's been on your show.
As far as in this iteration of it.
Yeah.
There's been another.
All the other bitches be pregnant dogs in the other room.
Yeah, you're the first one. It's true.
Pregnant dogs.
You know, and it's funny. I almost asked about y'all's history.
What kind of history?
Well, like, how long have you been doing this podcast?
Criminal history.
Like, do you always have guests
job
on?
History. Yeah, we have guests periodically.
No and yes and no.
Okay.
The answer
all right,
is...
so let's get on to Eric Hollerback.
His face, too, and I could see his chest, like, starting to breathe harder because he was like, guys, my podcast, too.
Welcome to...
Excuse me.
Highway Cunting Diaries.
Diary
Episode 6-6. Devil cock coming in
slow with the chemical
with the same beard and bald head look as 1900 other dudes in New Orleans.
The only man in the room balder than DJ Tandem.
Fucking fantastic Jason Statham Dalai Lama head.
It's amazing. If Buddha had a beard and was white, it would look like this man.
Never seen such hyper-masculinity in such a genderlessly ambiguous body before.
Wow, what an honor.
If your neighbor went to an open mic, he'd look like this man.
Fucking comedy act is hilarious because you could tell he's really working out his own sexual confusion.
Oh my god, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Fucking God bless the pure masculinity that gives him the courage to do such a thing in front of people. And it's God. Eric Holmes.
Bless the freedom of speech.
Working it out. Working it out.
Work it out.
So long to the roast battle at the La Nuit Comedy Theater. God gave you a G-spot in your butthole. Eric Hollaback.
Eric fucking Hollaback.
See, that's what happens with that bit when I know somebody and I fucking know we can fuck with it. Because the more you come back, the better that'll get. Because I had nothing for you.
Wait.
Kelly, I had nothing for you. Compared to that.
Talking shit about me?
I had like 8 fucking zingers on that, dude.
We should redo it.
At the end, we'll redo it.
Yeah, just totally bash me.
We could just let the bit take its natural progression, and next time you come back, we'll have a lot more.
Next time I come back, well, my time here is limited, yo.
When are you leaving town?
Oh, she's got a out time.
I do. Mm-hmm. I've always had an out time.
She's got more tattoo work to be done today.
Not to be done today. It has to heal, and then so I could do more. So in a week, I'm going back.
You got to fly to Albuquerque and meet a motherfucker named Jebediah.
No, she got a swastika on their asshole.
Nice, dude.
I did not.
That's why she won't show you her meow swastika right now.
That's a good segue into what happened today. Fucking headlines. Anonymous. Cunting Anonymous, excuse my language, publishes names of members through social media of supposed Ku Klux Klan members.
But only like 1,000, right? Like
they just tweeted a bunch of like text files or something of names and numbers.
Yep.
So that's all this is a guy on Twitter who's tweeting names and numbers and being a Ku Klux Klan. And I don't know. What do you guys think about this? I'm a little...
Of the members?
Or of just the whole idea of somebody...
Hacking that shit?
But what do we know, man? We know some people put some shit on
registered
Twitter.
Registered hate groups. If you go to southernpovertylaw.com, you can look at all the registered hate groups in the United States. It's
okay,
a map.
Okay, fair enough.
And, I mean, it's pretty easy to probably locate that information.
Was that public information, or would you have to hack it?
The names of the groups and locations, as well as their websites.
Uh-huh.
But not the members.
Not the members. But then if you get down to that, then you could pretty easily like find an email distribution list.
Right.
I'm sure, or a text. I mean, I'm sure they've got to be like, okay, guys, right now in the woods. And it's like, you know, they're all in like group me or something. Like,
right.
Meetup.com.
Yeah, well, I don't just
slash
I just,
racist.
That's fair though. Like what you said,
take
that
the
makes
hood
sense.
off.org.
I also think like Anonymous, they have to pick something that's going to make them look great on Twitter, right? So like nobody's gonna be pissed if they're going after the KKK because it's like, oh yeah, these people hate black people. Right?
And
that
Jews.
Sucks.
And they really
like
hate
everyone.
Jews.
Yeah.
So like let's publish who
Hispanics.
They are. They put the hoods on, let's take the hoods off. So I think that they have a very
right,
good marketing.
Trayvon, take the hood off.
They have a good marketing strategy as far as going after the right people.
That was
sorry.
Good.
I know,
that.
Right?
Are you saying?
I liked that. That's the black guy, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You just stole one of my lines.
Really?
I say the black guy said that when you say something like that.
But I feel
thank
like
you.
If
thank
you're
you.
Listening,
you're right
you've already
home.
Figured out whose voices are here. I'm like, really? I was like, let me clarify.
Wait,
y'all.
Play that again?
Racist motherfucker. Racist motherfucker. Racist motherfucker. Racist motherfucker.
That's awesome. When did you do that, DJ Tandem?
Samuel Jackson, man. Fucking Lethal Weapon.
Fantastic.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Not Lethal Weapon, it's Die Hard oops. With a Vengeance.
All right, anyway.
You need to find, there's Morgan Freeman reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good.
I just want to, I want to clue in the Highway Diary listeners. C-Freeze sounds like the black guy, but he's the white guy. And TJ Tandem.
Racist motherfucker.
Okay.
And I
love all. Can we sit with that appraisal of the show for a second?
Definitely.
It's hard to tell if I'm black or white, you guys.
Yeah.
Because, so that's why I say
I think
you guys.
Everybody knows you're white.
I know.
For sure.
I'm so white.
But DJ Tandem does have the country accent, and I have the New Orleans grew up in a city accent.
I grew up in I was a minority in my high school. We had to go through metal detectors and shit. I grew up very poor. My mom used to make like evaporated milk and real milk and then mix them together in like 2 different jugs to like water it down.
Damn.
Listen,
poor, right? That's
listen,
poor.
Yeah.
Did you have to use the milk powder sometimes though?
That's the evaporated.
Okay.
Don't entertain this hack poor story. fucking intimate.
She's a fake poor person.
We were talking anonymous fucking KKK and people.
So
now we're doing hack milk stories.
Well, it's because like I knew a lot of people that were in the KKK.
Okay, yeah. And that's where the milk came from. JK. I got you. Understood. Well, no. So I guess what I'm saying is,
I didn't.
You didn't know.
I really didn't. Like there were a lot.
You can neither confirm nor deny those allegations.
Right now, as a fundraiser for my high school 20-year reunion, they're selling T-shirts that are straight out of Aldine. Like, it's Compton shirts, but like,
wow.
And not ironically like a white kid school. It's like, no, we all get it.
That's a powdered fucking milk school.
Yeah.
Or it could be cocaine, or it could be baby powder. A lot of powders. Are you a powder person?
Yeah, keep saying powder.
Are you a powder person?
Can you record that and mix?
Thing, yeah, I'm a convicted rapist. I'm a hellraiser. I'm a father, a loving father.
Is that Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the way you say powder is like a Jewish Mike Tyson.
Disrespectful. There's a lot of I'm Catholic. I'm from New Jersey. There's a lot of rumors.
You're
Catholic? There's a lot of rumors out there that I'm Jewish.
That you're in the KKK.
You're not Jewish?
I'm actually not. I'm just from New Jersey. But in Louisiana, I'm basically Jewish because nobody said this.
I could buy that you're a Jew.
I know people from New Jersey.
I could buy that you're a Jew. Somebody's like, that dude's a Jew. I'd be like, his last name is Hollerbach. I believe you.
Yeah.
Do you know,
it's
I didn't
German
ask.
German last name.
Actually. Yeah, but there are a lot of German
there
Jews there.
There used to be Jews there before, you know.
Yeah. So.
Right?
I was, my family was taking them out. But what I'm saying is.
Well, see, the thing is that's about your race is I didn't ask.
Your race?
I didn't ask about Hollerback's, you know, racial makeup for the same reason I didn't ask about his sexuality, because I don't want to hear a long, complicated story.
So ambiguous.
Racist motherfucker.
Yeah. So anyways, back to the Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
So what I want to say is that as far as my name being on this list,
yeah,
I just want to strictly... affirm that that's total bullshit and this is a hit job against the old C Freester.
For real,
are you trying to say your name is on the list?
Yeah, it actually was.
Really? It said Christopher Freeman in all caps?
Yeah, I'm just so unfamous that no one cares.
Shut up. Shut
like,
your
no
mouth.
No one gives a fuck.
Wait, you're
I'm
a KKK member?
Your name was in the thing that just happened?
Yeah, Anonymous accused me of it.
Can you prove that?
No, I deleted all the copies of that shit. That
of course you would.
Why would I keep any of that evidence?
But now you have a recorded confession.
Like a screenshot
though,
of Twitter? Didn't he just tweet out who it was? Like,
yeah, but the point is that they tweeted it to me, and so I deleted the one that was on my Twitter.
They direct tweeted.
Yeah, because I was on Twitter.
But then it would still be on their Twitter.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Or dude, anyone that captured a screen cap before it was deleted.
Well, so some people have it out there, but I don't have any of the evidence.
The identities of 1,000 members of the KKK on the one-year anniversary of the Ferguson protests. This is called Operation KKK or #KKK.
Anonymous.
They will
sucks.
Also try to shut down websites and other social media accounts associated with the KKK.
Fucking
this
anonymous
versus KKK
can
thing
we make a
started
drinking game out of
at
this
least
to
within
drink
this
every
context
time he says KKK?
During the protests in Ferguson last year,
I'm out of
which
alcohol.
Erupted after that grand jury decision not to indict Officer Darren Wilson for killing the unarmed black teenager named Michael Brown.
We're anonymous.
And during the protests, a local chapter of the KKK,
we think you're
known
racist.
As the traditionalist
American
Knights
you.
Of the KKK,
we're
anonymous. Also known
yeah,
as TA Quadruple K, which has just a stunning.
Wait, quadruple? What do we do with that?
That's
we have
another
to
drink.
Protesters
drink.
That they would use
killer
lethal
Ku Klux
force
Klan. That's what they
be.
Are.
This guy fucking sucks.
Yeah,
dude.
Man.
Yeah,
I
want
that
to be over.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
But
sadly,
he's not a real. That's not real news. That's a dude at his house.
Yeah, he's
with a
cool.
Green
screen. That's a source, though. That's how we do it.
That's how
we're
don't
trying
give
to give
fuck,
respect
really.
To people like us. So the thing is, though, I just don't buy it. Like,
okay,
I don't believe it. I don't
see,
totally think. All
right, see, for you're like, there's evidence, there's not evidence. I deleted it. Why would that be around? Were you a member of the KKK?
Not at all. I'm not allowed in it because I talk too black.
Okay, to be honest, I hadn't even heard this news
good point.
Source
good
that
point.
You
good
said.
Point.
You sent it to me and I just clicked on the thing. Like, has it been on like a legitimate news source?
All right, look.
All right, but you're a Rosicrucian, right?
Well, I prepared a statement.
KKK members armed okay. with torches.
I prepared a statement.
Let us hear your statement.
You got a statement to make?
Yeah, and this I posted this on Facebook a little while ago.
I'm not even sure why this is worth responding to, but for the record, there is a list circulating online purporting to out elected officials as members of the KKK. For reasons unfathomable to me or anyone who knows me, my name is on the list. Given my background, my interracial family, my public record, and my personal beliefs, this would be hilarious, except that it is probably being seen by a lot of people who have no idea who I am. Which is true, because I'm so unfamous, nobody even cares my name is on this list. So just to be clear, for anyone who doesn't know me, don't be ridiculous. I began my political career working for the rights of farm workers with Cesar Chavez. I have spent decades working for causes of social justice and equality. As mayor, I have pushed for diversity in our workforce and outreach to and include all people of all backgrounds in our community. In concert with President Obama, my brother's keeper program, I began the Save Our Sons initiative to increase opportunities and reduce violence-related deaths among boys and young men of color. I have advocated publicly for LGBT civil rights. All true. C-Free has done all these things. And I was the only mayor in Tennessee to sign on to the mayor's.
Wow. So the mayor of Tennessee was on the list.
No, I was.
I believe in freedom of speech, but this is ridiculous.
So.
Do that one again, please.
I believe in freedom of speech, but this is ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
That kid is amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh. No, I'm just kidding, obviously. But this was the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee was on the list, and she put out this statement basically saying this is ridiculous. And what's interesting is that all the people in her comments section are totally coming to her aid and are saying,
"Was it like the mayor's wife?"
No, it's the mayor of Knoxville. Okay. So wait, here's the twist though. You go down a little on Facebook and you look for the other people who are catching heat.
Uh-huh.
To Senator Dan Coats.
Senator.
What does he represent?
Rhode Island.
Of course.
Yeah. Senator Dan Coats. No wonder Dan that wasn't on the tip of my tongue.
And
Rhode Island.
His
shit.
Comment section is very different. Now, like the comment section of the other lady, very supportive. You know, like for example, her name's Madeline Ruggiero. Her first comment is, "I about choked when I saw that someone had said that about you. Last person on earth to be a member of the KKK is you." Another person. "You, KKK, the world, as if we didn't already suspect, has gone completely batshit crazy. You're loved, Madeline. I only met you once for a few minutes, and I know better. This sounds like a whisper campaign by reactionary." Anyway, just all support, right? You go down to Senator Dan Coats, and the first comment on his with 60 likes is, "I've been very disappointed in most of my senator's positions and votes in the past, but Senator Coates' affiliation with the KKK disappoints me on a deeply personal level. Shame on you, Senator Coates." And this fucking senator is arguing with people in the comments, and everyone is smashing him. Like, everyone is calling him out.
Does he not have a staff?
Like,
oh,
I don't know, dude.
Well, first of all, here's another thing. Based on my email theory that I came up with a second ago.
Yeah.
What if different members of the KKK were also lobbying for certain legislation?
Good point.
And so then they had different people who work in power on their email list because that's who they're sending their emails to. And so if you're hacking that, I mean.
Well, there's also the lobbying angle is a good point. Like you take who you're taking money from. A lot of the time they don't ask.
Right.
And who knows where the money comes in or how it gets. Mm-hmm. So you might have took some KKK money like this lady.
Right.
She's in Tennessee. Maybe she accidentally took some KKK money. We don't know.
So you take KKK money. How many cases?
Take KKK money.
Killer drink. Ku Klux
Klan.
Everyone
at home drink. What are the rules?
Welcome to Highway Esk. Asscock Diaries.
Robbery.
189.
It is blood money.
With Eric Haller.
Well, what? All right, well, I'm confused. Were you, or so you were not accused by Anonymous of being in the KKK?
No, I'm a liar.
Okay, all right.
You were buying that?
Yeah, it was actually the senator.
He was trying to build up. Like,
I had you
I
for
like,
a second too, Kelly.
Oh, you did? Well, in the very beginning, but then when you started saying stuff, I looked on your Facebook, and as you started reading, I was like, oh.
Damn, she looked it up that quick.
He didn't post this shit on his Facebook. And then I was like, he only has 237 friends, first of all.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Yeah,
and then your Wi-Fi network is, I want to believe. So I was like, oh, he's a conspiracy guy, and he goes down rabbit holes sometimes that aren't necessarily like accurate or like backed up.
Okay, but do you understand I won because you did all that? You went and were like, I have to do research now to see if he's lying or not.
That's real.
So that was the whole point.
Well, but I was also wondering.
You're
like,
right about everything you said. But I'm saying, like, the fact that you, that means I had you for a second.
Well,
this
but
all
yeah,
I need.
But then I was like, let me look into this and not just be like, oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, good
Shut
for you.
Up.
Good
Shut
for you.
Up.
You have 120 or plus IQ. Wonderful.
Thanks. Yeah,
you're
I'm
supposed
pretty
to do
smart.
That.
I'm pretty.
She has her master's degree, Ooh. Professor.
I have a master's degree. Yeah. She's, I am such a goddamn catch. Fuck that guy.
She's
that picked
showing
crack
her
me.
Meow meow everywhere.
You holy yeah. fuck. Really? Tell us about that. You
yeah. gotta, can we take a for first break and then come back and talk about that?
We take breaks.
Yeah, we
yeah,
do.
We take breaks.
We play
but,
music.
But
nice.
What?
I just got another mayor that was implicated with some KKK shit.
Oh,
See,
great.
It's got to be Real receiving quick. Political
Well,
contributions.
No, I'm just saying I think it's a bunch of, some people are actually in it, some people are not. That's what bugs me is
yeah.
Anonymous is maybe not being as
yeah.
firm as they should be.
Man, that's just real, bro.
Like maybe they had 300 really good names, but they're like, no, dude, 1,000 rules. We got to do 1,000.
It sounds parody to me, though, to call it Operation KKK, like so covert.
Right. Isn't it supposed
Secret
to be
as far?
Operation Fishcock, Operation Bookmark.
Operation Destroy America.
Operation Foreskin. Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to call it what it is when you
operation
make an operation
right,
name.
Right.
Operation Highway Diary, free podcast.
There you go.
Because I'm too drunk to fucking put one out this week.
Oh, my God. Then
Suck
just say
dick.
You're taking a week off.
Operation Roast Battle at
I'm
the La Nui.
Putting this shit out there.
That's the whole thing. So, yeah, what were you going to say? What's the other mayor?
Oklahoma shit. Check it.
Dressed as KKK members armed with torches terrorizing trick-or-treaters.
We have the photo you have to see tonight. An Oklahoma mayor saying sorry for what her husband and his friends did. This all happened in Lahoma. That's near Enid. KOCO's Mecca Rain just returned from there. Mecca?
Talk!
This is not real.
Yeah, it is.
Can't be real.
Truly sorry for what her husband and three other men did last night.
What is her name? Mecca Homa?
On my property.
That's the name of the town. Lahoma.
I don't know what else to say other than I'm sorry to the community and I'm sorry to the public.
Lahoma Mayor Teresa Sharp holding back tears as we talk tonight about these pictures making the rounds on social media.
She was?
Men in Ku Klux Klan robes, one of them her husband.
It was the stupidity and actions of four separate individuals, and it does not reflect on me or
You gotta wait to hear her husband's words.
Sharp's
they
husband
got him
Terry told
too.
Us the hoods, cross, and bonfire all for Halloween.
A cousin of mine come up with the idea of
this is the husband right here
dressing up, you know, like KKK members.
For fun.
And
for fun,
so
man.
We took a couple of sheets and cut holes in them and wore sheets. And
for fun,
this
man.
Can't be real.
This is real. Thing. Look it up.
I am looking it up right now.
Would you stop researching?
We do real news on the seafood.
It's a joke.
For anybody. Period. And
it's all a joke.
No, but there are people for like, what her husband did.
That's why. Why do you
I
think people committed suicide with Orson Welles shit? Like people hear shit and then they just believe it.
I truly apologize.
That's fine,
buddy, for this.
He's apologizing.
Now I've been talking with the
Talk,
Garfield
stop
County
with the
Sheriff
pauses, you
all
awful reporter.
The costumes were created in
well,
poor taste, but as far as he knows, no
nodding and blinking.
He did, however, tell me
nodding
he may turn
and
it
blinking,
over to
that's
the
why.
Fire her.
That's what the pause is.
Oh.
Fire her. Anyways.
Her eyebrows are aggressive, by the way.
Reporters who do that shit where they go back to them. And they take forever to start talking should be fucking fired.
Sometimes it's a receiver though, man.
No,
you gotta get the audio.
Bullshit!
Cue.
It's not 1992. Shut up with that.
Are you ever on Skype with your family and you're like, hey ma, what's going on? And then you
exactly.
wait for fucking 5 seconds for that information to hit her face, and then finally after like 24 seconds, she's like, I'm fine. How's Christmas? You know what I mean? Like, there's
exactly.
always, like, a delay between fucking receivers like that.
Oh, on Skype.
Listen, you know I'm right, Eric, and you just wanted to make this your show a little more for a second. You did that. You
Ooh,
know that wasn't.
He
was
dying
damn,
to do the grandma
man.
Long distance.
You know that
real
wasn't a real argument.
Pardon yeah. my French.
I actually got confused during it.
Nice one, DJ Tanner.
Do you ever feel like sometimes, like, a conversation should be like a pizza? And, like, if like... One, if there's four people, like everyone should have 25%
Never.
Of the words.
Never.
And
Absolutely
then if one
not.
Person like has like all the words, like you want to be violent against them.
No, Ugh. That's just you.
That's called being a hating ass
yeah.
bitch.
You never think like you want to, just like 25, 25, 25, and no, like call it like that.
No, people don't have anything smart or funny or interesting to
say. Exactly, Rand. Keep it up.
They enjoy listening, and they enjoy being a part of conversation. But they even admit themselves, like, they're pretty boring.
This is not writing workshop, you motherfucker.
Boring people admit being boring.
And I'm not saying that you're boring. Like, this isn't about you. This isn't a pizza that you divided into four slices or whatever. Like,
yeah, you're right. We should totally play a song and take a break.
Behind that
we should. Let's take a break. I mean, look, I understand pizza and all that, but this is awful. Let's just take a break and come back with new energy. This is the C-Free and DJ Tandem show. Fucking...
Hell no.
Dick, mushroom, cockhead, diaries, 1,769.
Yes, eat it.
Oh, that's
Bishop
so
Bullwinkle. So and this is, let's do a little bit of my one of my favorite songs ever. It's Outkast by Rosa Parks.
Is so.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I find the time to put that bomb off in your eye. Total chaos for these playoffs. Thought we was abs and we're taking another route to represent the Dungeons family like Ray Day. Me and my nigga decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed to that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do? Fall ya. Bulldogging hoes like them Georgetown Hawkers. Boy, you signed the silly thing. My room is sitting pretty, doing donuts. Run you suckers like them suckers on Ron Titus. Damn, we the committee, gon' burn it down. But us gon' bust you in the mouth with the chorus now. Say, activate the left and right brain. Say, baby boy, your only phone can add your last cut. You focus on the past, your ass will be your has what. That's what you live by, or either that's what you die to. I try to just throw it at you, determine your own adventure, Andre. Got to a station, here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you, cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the flaws, get walls, get off lit. Sad and it's costly, but that's all shit. Broke, and I hope I never have to float in that boat. Up Shit's Creek, it's weak, it's the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down. When all said and done, and we got a new Joe in town. When the record player get to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas earn their crown. But until then,
caller back. Thank you for doing that.
I'm the motherfucking...
We're not even on the air yet.
I'm the... Welcome back to the Sea Free...
How do you get a Wagwa?
Are we Sorry. Recording?
Welcome back to the Sea Free and DJ Tandem Show. Fucking ass wipe, butt pirate, anal diaries episode what?
I don't know. Highway Diary 143, 142, something like that.
Something like that.
You said 143 earlier.
Yeah.
Fucking Eric Holler back. Here's the question. And we're going to go around the room and we're all going to speculate first. Like a real news show.
Yes.
We're going to pose the
we're
question.
We're pundits in this bitch.
We're pundits in this motherfucker. And what we're going to do is we're going to pose the question. The topic at hand, and then we're going to go around a room where we're going to speculate, and we're going to treat Eric Hollerback like a naughty little boy who's in his room.
Yeah.
But he can hear us through the wall, and we can't hear him. So your role in this, Eric,
two-way mirror.
You say your thoughts. Little boy Eric, parents are talking about you in the other room. It's your motivation. Fucking, we can't hear you, okay? That's your thing. Now, here's the question. On the left, crossfire. Eric Hollerback, is he gay? Is he bi? Is he just a straight guy? Likes to do some gay stuff sometimes. What do you think? DJ Tandem on the left.
Oh, you're asking us the question. I get it.
Yeah, and then I'm going to comment, and then we're going to ask him.
Oh.
We're going to let him out of his room. That's how this works. It's theater of the mind.
Thank you for going to him first.
Mm. You're welcome. He's the guy.
Well, from first glance, I think this dude might be bi-curious. And it kind of, you know, developed and flourished, and he might be full-on bisexual by now.
DJ Tandem says Eric Hollerback is a possible bisexual. Just from his looks, you say?
And the way he carries himself and his walk, his gait, if you will.
His gait.
Yes, with a Y. Wow.
An old English gait, you say he has?
Yes.
You say if he were in another century, perhaps the Victorian time? He would not appear gay, but a masculine man. It isn't in modern times an anachronism.
Well, then there weren't briefs.
See, this is much like this Q&A session. It's not
brief.
Yeah, but bump.
She's not wearing briefs.
I actually have that.
My gait. I can't speak for. I'm a modern gentleman.
I have not contributed to the panel discussion.
We're getting to you. This is how this works. Talk show, you fill time. You got to stretch things.
Exactly.
It's about laughs, not getting to things, not making sense. Fucking Captain Research over here.
We
appreciate your passion. Your passion is what I love.
I'm the Dana Scully of this group.
Hell yeah.
You know what? Yes, I have arrived.
You do kind of have a little bit of
That's who I
Scully.
Wanted to be when I grew up.
A little Scully.
Yeah.
That was you know what my whole conspiracy theory is? I think the X-Files is true.
Get the fuck out
Anyways,
of
well, let's get back to the crossfire.
Your Wi-Fi is called I Want to Believe.
It's hilarious.
Of course you do.
He wants to believe he's a black man. He's the white Rachel Dolezal.
Oh. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. I ain't no motherfucking Sean King motherfucker, dude. I am a white guy. Who loves black people? Let's not get it twisted. I owe a lot to black culture. Lived around black people my whole life. Had a lot of black friends. To this day, it's true. But I am a fucking white dude.
Racist and motherfucker.
All these fucking white boys, stop pretending to be black, dude. You're making me look ridiculous, and I fucking resent you for it. You can just be a white guy who fights for the fucking cause of another people, okay? There are people who go to Africa and spend their whole lives trying to help Africans, and they're fucking white. You can just do it. Don't be a creep.
But
anyways.
Guess what? I mean, it's also like, you know, like being white is not my fault, you know? Like, just like everybody.
It's a glorious thing.
Like,
scientific
like,
method, modern medicine, separation of church and state. White people rule, man.
I do understand that I have been very privileged, even though I grew up poor, even though all those things. As a white woman, like, there are privileges that I received.
So, Kelly Stone on the right. Is Eric Hollerback gay? What is your opinion?
A few disclaimers that I would like to give, because people who listen to me know that I'm a sex educator and I believe in inclusivity, and I think it's actually inappropriate to like really question someone about their sexuality. And so that's why I want to say, guys, Eric over the break said, guys, I invite questions about my sexuality. Could you confirm that, please, Eric?
Mm-hmm. It's the yes. fall of Western civilization!
You fucking rule. I fucking love you, DJ Tana.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Oh. See, Freeze red in the face right
oh,
now.
Oh, that was maybe my
exploded.
Favorite moment of the whole show ever.
Oh. But I feel
please
like
continue
us,
what you're saying.
Going around answering the question, is he gay or not, is...
That's not the question.
That yeah, but when we're talking about like power and
that
privilege
is what I asked.
And whatnot, like the assumption of somebody being heterosexual as the norm or as the bias, like you didn't ask like, is he heterosexual? Like just period that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I just wanted to kind of address that. Secondly, Eric does talk about his sexuality a lot on stage, but he does not identify, which I think is a disservice to whatever your identity is, because you might be in a minority, and sometimes when we have the power of a microphone, we need to speak up for that vocal minority.
But if I'm a straight guy and sometimes I like a little cock up my ass, then maybe I want that to be all my own secret.
But you're well, that's true. That's true.
Maybe it's just a privacy issue.
Some men identify as straight, but they sometimes have sex with men or... there's a variety.
No,
my
you're
mom
great.
Identifies
keep going.
As a non-smoker, but she sometimes smokes cigarettes, right?
Please,
so,
tell us more. Yes.
Eric, on this pizza, we actually even asked for it to be made with four different topping sections.
Oh,
and it arrived.
Cunt, the pizza again.
And how are we going to spin that pizza around to your liking? Is it the quarter that has pepperoni? Is it the quarter that has Canadian bacon and pineapple? Is it the veggie supreme? Or is
Eric,
it the
do you like only the cock, only the pussy,
the
or sometimes
cheese.
Both?
I think it's the Ukrainian bride section that comes in the mail.
Oh, okay.
Or do you like men? Do you like trans men? Or do you like trans women?
Pansexual was not an identity discussed.
On the C Free and DJ Tandem show, everybody's welcome.
Are you like Miley Cyrus?
It's very simple. I'm a heterosexual man, and all my bit talks about is talking about getting fingered in the asshole. Because
no.
you
no,
read...
No, you actually talk about being pounded with a dick
right.
over
well,
and over
whatever.
Again in the asshole and how
well,
good
the,
that feels.
Well, how the prostate works.
Exactly.
And asking
God,
God
gives
how
you
the
a
prostate
G-spot
works.
In your butthole and says, don't be gay.
But you can also use a dildo. Like, it doesn't have to be, you know...
Right.
I pound myself in the ass with a dildo. I mean, that's true.
Whoa! What a shocking revelation.
Nice.
I'm really not surprised at all.
No, sometimes no. I do three... I have three things going on.
All right.
No, I've had several... girlfriends.
Don't be sorry.
All right.
Well, everything goes. This is an inclusive space.
I've had several girlfriends put their finger in my butt only to realize, wow, I have too many hemorrhoids for this ever to work out. And so, like, you know what I mean?
That's why I'm a vegetarian right there.
So, like,
So you have hemorrhoids as well?
No, yeah. No hemorrhoids.
Oh,
clean as a whistle.
Y'all were coming out.
Clean butthole Johnny. That's what they call
I've
me on the streets.
I've had such bad hemorrhoids that I've had to take, what's it called? An ear swab? What's that called?
A test?
No, what do you swab your ear with?
A Q-tip?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've had to shit for a week, take a Q-tip, put it in my poo, then color it
stool
onto
samples.
A circle.
Yeah.
On a piece of paper because my ass kept bleeding.
Yuck,
and then after a lot of doctor's fingers, male doctor's fingers.
How many made you come?
Yuck, I think
too many to count. I will say I had three dudes' fingers at my butt testing for colon cancer.
They're thicker and longer than girl fingers usually.
Very thick, very long.
In the middle, Eric Hollaback. Answer the question, sir.
He said he's
are
a
you a member
male.
Of the superior race, as in the bisexual? Because we all
superior
know.
Race. Yeah.
We all know that the pure superior race are men like Barry Obama.
Yes.
Half white, half black,
bisexual men are the future.
And he's had all of his ex-lovers murdered, so they shut up, right?
Yes. So, Eric Hollaback, do you represent the supreme divine bisexual class of humans?
Doesn't interest me.
Or do you represent simply all of us straight dudes who are fucking kind of out of style?
Yeah, and I also do, I talk about on stage how, like, you watch different weird porn.
Yeah,
and, like,
you do. And then
he skates the question,
like,
so abnormally.
I'm into girls again. I think that's what you say.
Right. That was after watching man pregnant porn and jerking off to man pregnant anime porn.
He claims he is straight as a board.
What does that mean?
There is clearly a boomerang action
okay.
in his words.
All right. Well,
are
if
you familiar with the Kinsey scale, like developed by
clearly
Alfred
two
Kinsey.
Conversations are taking place in the yeah. match as well. The man looks in the mirror of his own sexuality and he finds himself in a torpid slur of emotion.
I think jerking off to, like, man pregnant porn that's animated is more of an experiment of, like, fucking loneliness.
I'm simply looking down the well of my subconscious, he says to himself. I'm simply exploring the depths
You're both
of personality.
Ace and Gary.
I'm simply viewing the deep darkness within me and exploring my shadow self, like Jung said. Jung said to look in your shadow, to make comfortable the secrets there.
I think that was Plato, right? With the
now,
allegory of the cave?
Plato was an ass fucker as well.
He stole his knowledge from
every
Egyptians.
Greek and Roman?
The Egyptians know Eric Hollaback's secret. He stares into the mirror of his ancient Jewish ancestors.
Rumors that I'm Jewish. I'm actually raised Catholic.
He stares into a crystal ball like Nostradamus.
I'm just from New Jersey. People get the wrong idea.
His New Jersey
so
gypsy grandmother.
All go back
Ellis
Jewish.
Island.
Your nose, that like your features.
Right.
He's from
Jewish.
The oceans
well,
of the Atlantic.
I'm partially Native American. I'm partially Italian. I'm partially English.
So you're a Melungeon.
It's like
I'm
the Seafried and DJ Tandem show and his other show are happening at the same time.
Oh, at the same.
It's like
it really
strange.
Has become that.
The two dimensions overlapping. Yeah.
He doesn't answer the question because the question would be the question of questions, and then he may explode into a light body of rainbow light and purely dematerialize here in front of everyone, and then he wouldn't get a chance to teach and to make people giggle and to bring joy to the people, which he knows will ease his soul more than a return to the spirit world at this moment.
Some have called it hell.
And this is why he cannot answer the question, is he a cock fan?
A cock fan?
Well,
because it is so much
more. He has one, too, so he could be like, hell yeah.
These things are complicated, his subconscious says, in the form of a girl voice. Because, of course, his subconscious is a girl voice.
Oh, for sure. It's his mother's.
It's all about how I'm not hard enough.
Yuck.
Oh my God. Eric, get your dick hard, son. I don't know what that, I don't
no,
do impressions.
No, mommy. It's placid at the moment.
Eric, look at this girl. You're never going to get married. Get your dick hard, Eric. Get it hard. You're wasting your time. She's about to start masturbating just before she goes home.
I'm thirsty.
You're
We've been in this basement for hours.
Ever. When am I going to have grandbabies, Eric? I want a grandbaby.
That X-Files episode where the little inbreds fuck their mom was actually based on Eric Hollaback's life.
First of all, that was one of my favorite episodes.
One
and
of the
also
greatest of all
one
time.
Of the most haunting. It's okay. We'll start a new family.
Whoa. Incest movies.
No, episode of X-Files.
Okay, so for the first half of that, it really was like the two podcasts were taking place at the same time.
Yeah. Whoa.
And then at the second half, you guys totally were like, oh, let's do characters. This is fun. It was really special.
It was like yours overlapped with his.
That was an exorcism of
really
how
was.
I was
that,
raised
I think
in
it
New
was
Jersey.
The music DJ tandem. That was well selected.
Yeah, you think so?
That's what
yeah.
he does.
Thank you.
That's what
yeah,
he does.
That really set the mood. My nipples are hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Mm.
You can give me some credit.
Dogs are barking in the other room. Your coochie's getting all moist.
My coochie is covered.
Every dog's barking in this room.
I mean, honestly, if you treat wearing your panties in a dress the same, like not like, oh, I'm wearing panties, so it doesn't matter. Like, I don't want anybody to see my panties, you know? And so I operate that way when I'm in a dress. So if it's just my coochie pop, like it's still the same.
And you don't wear a tampon. You have a cup that catches all your menstrual blood.
I'm on my period right now.
What's your cup? A menstrual cup? What is that?
I use the soft cup. I don't use the Diva cup. The Diva cup is a reusable one. I have yet to order one.
That's enough. What are we talking about?
You take Jaeger shots out of the coochie cup.
Yeah, well, you put it in here. This might for the have any of you guys ever had period sex?
Yeah.
It's okay. Speaking of being inclusive and not being all fucking, I can't believe you just used that term.
Period sex.
Guys? Why?
Because that's a non-inclusive fucking term, man.
How?
Because period has a negative connotation.
What does non-inclusive mean, man?
You had sex in the 1800s, asshole.
Okay.
Ooh.
Here's what I'm saying is the phrase
is... You haven't role-played?
The correct...
is tequila involved?
The correct term to be fucking inclusive is crime scene sex.
Oh.
How is that more inclusive?
I like that term better, actually.
Crime scene sex is more inclusive of necrophilia,
maybe? There's just blood everywhere.
It's not inclusive. It's not inclusive.
No, there's like blood evidence of what happened there. That's why it's a crime scene. It's fucking funny.
If any of you had actually identified as a gay male, then me asking if you'd had period sex maybe would be not inclusive.
Well, what about that? I've had blood come out of in my stool samples. That's why I had to have the doctor
go. Is that because you had to make a stamp?
That's
the
because
Q-tip?
I had
like
six beers today.
Did you ever make like, smiley faces or little designs?
I did try to draw like little Mickey Mouse ears on the end of the stool sample, like coloring outside the lines with your piss.
For each day, did you just spell like stool, like S-T-O?
One was like real bloody. I'll tell you that. One was real bloody.
Welcome to the high. Highway Diaries.
Send it to the doctor.
Right.
Real bloody. What's with this
the
shit?
I want answers.
It's the fall of Western civilization.
Ass blood.
Bloody ass.
Definitely. Fucking redhead podcast. All right. So you said earlier, Kelly. You said that.
Hold on. The doctor said I had too much steak. Okay, go on.
Red booty.
Dude, nobody cares about like this is the
Why
whole thing.
Why were you masturbating with like a fence?
It's a long story.
Electric fence.
That's some funny. Venison, you know, was on the other side. So
stop eating meat. Well, no, I mean the question now is nobody really cares what Eric does. We all know
exactly.
It's
weird.
That's what it
Even
is.
Even if it's a woman, he's probably like, "Will you please wear this latex mask? I'm gonna wrap your arms
Puts
to the
like
bed and
saran
wrap
here.
hold on.
Yeah, and scream at me in a Jewish grandma voice while I cry in the bathtub,
parquet
please.
Parquet is my preferred lubricant.
It's the only way I can
like,
come.
He probably has a whole like system. Like I totally see that.
Yeah.
And then while you're strapped there, waiting for the parquet and the like in the cellophane, that's when you go shower.
Nasty.
I could totally see
this. And nine
whole
times
scene.
Out of ten, my wallet is stolen in that moment.
Yeah, you could break out of cellophane pretty easily.
That sounds awful, Eric. Why are you doing that?
All right, well, let's.
Have you seen boobs smashed under cellophane? That's
pretty
really
hot. Pretty hot.
Tell you what I've seen.
Swarms of drones could be next frontier in emergency response. NBC News. To watch farmers and others for the environment. Oh, and guess what? There's been a decade-long secret program they're now admitting. Oh, remember us being discredited telling you that 3 years ago? And remember what I told you more than a decade ago? It's in the Washington Post today. Here it is. Isn't it just sweet? Blimp-like surveillance craft set to deploy over Maryland. Heighten privacy concerns. The Army's going to launch giant drones to look out for cruise
missiles. Alex Jones.
Like the radar wouldn't pick those up. This is pure surveillance.
Propaganda.
I first
pure
learned this
surveillance.
In 1992.
We are watching you.
Alexander Haig's NewsHour. He had on cable.
We are watching.
He said they're going to have all the telecommunications on blimps and surveil everyone with ground penetrating radar looking through your house.
You see what it's really all about is preventing little Malcolm X's. The issue. Of surveillance.
A military blimp wreaked havoc throughout Pennsylvania when it detached from its anchor and escaped from a base in Maryland on Wednesday. One of the U.S. military surveillance blimps anchored in Maryland broke loose at around 12:20 p.m. on Wednesday. Two F-16 jets were scrambled from New Jersey to monitor the blimp, which descended in central Pennsylvania.
Titty fuck episode highway.
Of trees, the blimp struck 148 with its tether, causing 20,000 people to lose power. The 245-foot-long blimp uses low-frequency and long-range radar to detect missiles or other objects within its range.
Yeah, I don't have anything today.
You don't have shit for that?
No, let's talk about who left you for crack.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, who left you for crack? Your baby daddy?
You can just skip right to the end.
No. I left my baby daddy. I do have two kids. I was married. I was married for 9 years.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Can you talk a little more into that, Mike? I just want to hear you.
And I've been divorced for almost 5.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'm
that's real.
Older.
You don't look it, though. Good
well,
for you.
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah.
I would have guessed 26.
Really?
Yeah.
Around there.
Are you being like,
no,
nice?
Honestly. Like
26 between, to 28, I would guess.
Right around there.
I'll take it.
Yeah, let's not even talk about it.
So, yeah. But no. I left baby daddy. So, yeah. That had nothing to do with crack or anything like that. So
really, you made that up?
No. So
that's
then,
another guy who was left for the crack.
Yeah, I was recently first relationship, like after the divorce, like, and so you know, and that started like almost 4 years. Like it was about a year and a half relationship. And then we moved here to New Orleans together, and then. Almost a month to the day, like we moved here August 11th, and then September 12th was the day that he went missing, and it turned out he was on a crack bender.
What's that? I'm sorry.
He was found by a drone doing
doing
crack under Claiborne Bridge.
Now he finally turned up and was like, "Oh God!"
Looking out at the world.
Not cool.
Keep going.
Not having no kids.
You gotta keep going.
Choice, y'all. The right choice, y'all. No, we have a musical podcast. Yeah. Sometimes we just get inspired by the content that's flowing.
For sure.
And we do completely separate improv.
Not
having kids was the right choice, y'all.
And then I went to a restaurant and I showed people his pictures. That felt really awkward, so I left. And went to the casino, and I went to the theater. I thought maybe he had gone to the theater. Like, I was, like, looking all over for him, and every time, like, texting and calling and leaving messages. And,
uh-huh.
And, like, I don't care if you, like, hooked up. Like, what I need to know you're alive, you know? Like,
right.
Because all his keys, everything were still at the house. Like,
can I have that song back? I really want to do a freestyle.
Oh, you want
a
freestyle over there?
Yeah, I have a rap.
No, he didn't have nothing. He
She's
had his pouring phone.
Her hard out. You're doing a
Dude,
freestyle.
This is great
making
stuff.
Fun of her.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Disrespectful.
No, it's totally fine.
Listen, this is catharsis.
He came back. When he showed up, he was wearing someone else's shoes. Like, he didn't have his own shoes on. He didn't have his cell phone anymore. He had a different cell phone. Like,
damn.
And then he was accusing me of fucking someone else because of the shoes that he had just taken off. He was like, "Those aren't my shoes. You fucked somebody."
What?
And so I called his parents.
I'm not a dad.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So then he moved away, and I was left here all by myself.
Not a dad. I'm
damn,
not
girl.
A dad.
Yeah.
Not
that's
a
cool.
dad. Glad I didn't marry that last chick.
Right now.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I'm doing some shit
I'm not
on
a
here.
Dad.
Like,
yeah.
I'm still making the best of it, you know?
Ooh,
I'm
yeah,
not
you
I just got a tattoo today. Like,
yeah, some clothes on that shit.
Yeah.
This is B-Rock in the biz,
I'm
by
not
the way.
A dad. Anyway,
y'all don't remember.
Came up with a song.
You came up with a song about my story?
No, it's about my story.
Oh.
It was just inspired. I'm so damn glad I'm not a dad. There's nothing to do with what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I think that was kind of one of the reasons he was not happy with me, because he's like, "I'm not a dad, and being with you, if I'm gonna stay with you, like I'd have to play the role of dad."
Oh no, that sucks.
You know,
I'm sorry.
He actually told me, "I have zero desire to help raise, or not to help." He didn't use the word help. He said, "I've decided I want nothing to do with raising another man's children."
Wow,
that's harsh. And
that
horrible.
Is fucking really mean.
Yeah, he said it 10 minutes after I had just made a 10-hour round trip of picking my kids up and bringing them to New Orleans.
Motherfucker.
I'd been home for 10 minutes, and the kids were, like, playing outside in the garden, and he was like, hey, I've decided I want nothing to do with raising
your That really is the end of Western civilization. That really is. That's fucked up, man.
So
and then it's like, hey, let me go, like, near Manchu Chicken, get some crack.
Yeah, disappear. Ride around with crackheads all night long.
That was really sweet of you to, like, open up like that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Anyways.
She's been opening up all night. The dogs are barking.
Shut up. My legs are crossed. My legs are crossed. I am a lady.
Really?
Sort of. Right. I mean, no.
Just.
I am a woman.
Goddamn rich cunt.
I just like that clip.
How dare you lift?
I'm sorry,
you just
dude.
Stole that right from Opie and Anthony.
So it's fucking funny, dude. It's still funny, man.
Oh, man. Now, if it were bite. Poor that cunt, bite. That'd be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have one like that, though.
Listen, we're not trying to be overwhelming or anything, but
I'm not overwhelmed by you bitches.
Ooh.
Sorry.
I like that, though.
I'm just saying, we are a little rumble tumble.
Yeah, you were all like, I've oh, seen this
stunny.
Woman.
Huh?
I've seen this woman do stand-up comedy without makeup on. That's what you fucking said. I'm wearing lipstick right
okay,
now.
Okay, so you were in a show called Hot Mess.
I do have a show
called
Hot Mess.
And there was a lady who came over who got brought in, who has a dog. She was
wait,
picking
why,
the
wait,
dog
let
up.
Wait, let me defend myself.
What?
No, I meant that as a high compliment. Like, I,
no,
it's
I know.
To say, like, you're totally unstereotypical in that way. Like, you know what I mean? You don't represent any negative stereotypes. It's beautiful.
I think there's a lot of... Wait, makeup is a negative stereotype?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
No, the thing I was making fun of is the fact
be.
That...
It depends on...
Yeah, you don't need it. Your hotness to be funny at all. You're fucking just a funny person.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I was being mean about it because it's funny.
During the Hot Mess show, some lady came over. She picked up her dog. She was stretching the dog's arms out, flipping it all around. Bunny looks and was following this lady, saying, how dare you abuse your dog? How dare you abuse your dog? What's going on at Hot Mess?
She doesn't want to talk about that. Why do you bring up things and not that it can't be talked about?
I want to bring up things that I want to talk about because I'm not fully in on this situation.
But honestly, if we were
really
booking
aren't.
A podcast
yeah,
together
funny.
And you were like, hey, I want to talk about this, I'd be like, no, I don't want to do a podcast about that. You know?
And then if I was like, hey.
Was actually funded to determine why 75% of lesbian women, as opposed to lesbian men, are obese and gay men are not.
Wait, as opposed to lesbian
you
men.
You said lesbian men.
Yeah.
As opposed to lesbian
gay men
are obese.
You know what they call me in the streets? Johnny Subject Changer.
Yeah, but it's also.
Yes, I like that though.
They're both of them are benching the same
you, this
at
is
the gym.
A federal study to determine why 75% of lesbian women are obese and gay men are not obese has totaled nearly $3 million. The National Institutes of Health study is now in its fourth year.
Yeah, we just like to play douchebag conservative hosts because
yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah, because that, I mean, honestly, there are actual studies that people who identify as homosexual on a thing at a doctor's office, first of all, like a lot of times you're treated very poorly in the medical profession because it's extremely conservative. So
right.
Not everybody even identifies.
Right.
But based on a study of like who identifies and that's they're saying lesbian so then they're not including bisexual and they're not including bisexual
well
men.
Rush is mentally ill we don't
well,
really care what he
I
says
I know yeah. But it actually what we find
that was
that,
a real study though
actually,
I looked it up
he's going to
the yeah, it's fact. Fucking hilarious I couldn't believe it when I heard it so I had to look it up
Rush Limbaugh
I just want to hear you
when we look at health issues and populations uh-huh. like that too mm-hmm. then we also need to be looking at psychosocial issues associated with it. So, because you'll also see an increase in smoking and other like negative health behaviors within those populations as a coping strategy too.
Right, because people don't love gays like they should.
People are horrible. I mean, we still have gay bashing. We still have hate crimes that take
place. I grew
place.
Up loving gays because I was from New Orleans.
I've walked in pride parades where I've been yelled at and berated like in the,
wow.
Yeah.
Who was berating you in a gay pride parade? People who
people
hated
on
gays.
The street, yeah, like came to like tell us
homo
how
haters.
We were.
I don't like
yeah.
to call them phobes because if they were afraid of them, they probably would stay away. They seem like they want to hurt gay people. Maybe that's based in fear, sometimes, but they're haters.
Do. No, and also really you hate haters. What you don't know, and a lot of times you hate what's inside of you.
Yeah.
And so, like, there was actually a study done where they had men, homophobic men, do a study where they showed them different, like,
oh,
porn,
yeah, I read that, and they got turned they on measured, by men.
Yeah, and so, and it's like,
fuck yeah.
So that it's something called internalized homophobia, and it's totally. Like, you might be like, I'm straight. You know, I'm a senator and I have this lovely wife and these right. children. Look at how straight I am with everything I've done that is straight. But it's like, right. that doesn't like make Obama. You straight. And so behavior.
Like Obama?
I don't think he's gay.
I bet if Obama were gay, he'd be gay. Like, me yo, too. Y'all, like, so what?
Like, I think he's gay like he's white.
Yep.
Yeah, I think
he's as much so gay as he is white. Yeah.
A little bit.
Nah, that's for real.
Yeah, I think... he's an elite intellectual dude, and he runs in elite circles, and there's a high degree of sexual relativism and exploration in those schools.
And a lot of the people good. That came
which
out.
Which is fine, which is the yeah. part, that part doesn't bother me
as
about them at all.
As long as people are using safer sex practices.
I don't mind.
And there's communication and consent.
You're right. When there's not the secret gay thing, I think you're just kind of neutral. Mm-hmm. You're like, you're not thinking about dudes who are fucking each other, because you're not competing with them in any kind of biological way. Right. So there's literally no reason to feel any kind of negative urge. It's like, it's almost preferable in some ways. Like, imagine if you're the only straight guy in theater, you know, which I've been.
Right.
There's
yeah.
times when
it's
preferable to have gay men around. Well, and so it's like, it's all relative. And my whole thing was, I was always in New Orleans, so I was just around a lot of like flamboyant shit. And I embrace differences to this day. Think
but we have a societal bias too. Like when we talk about homosexuality, people immediately go to the sexual act. When we talk about heterosexuality, we're not immediately like, oh, penis, vagina. You know, right. like. And so minimizing people down to a sex act rather than as people.
Agreed.
Is a problem.
Agreed. That's why we don't need to know, give Eric what Eric is a label.
He's a gay penguin is what he is.
You know what Eric is? Eric is 30 years old. He just turned 30 gay. On Halloween. Happy birthday, Eric Colorado.
Thank you. Well, what was said while I was in the bathroom?
Nothing
you were
much.
Listening, obviously,
it was,
the whole time.
It was more of the fucking highway, dirty taint sweat diary.
Yeah.
196. Oh, dude,
kill.
I'm all the way to the end with this one. I don't care if it's not funny anymore. Sometimes you just gotta keep.
I think it was one of Kelly's soapbox sessions. Like there was a little mini soapbox.
Actually,
thing.
Kelly, as long as you let us fuck around like we did, you can do as much of that as you want. I mean, that was very funny.
Okay, let's clear up what we did during the break yeah. then.
Eye contact.
Yeah, I have
no
problem defending
see
it.
Shit. Up my skirt. Did we address why I'm not wearing panties and I'm also wearing a dress?
We know that about, girl? We've talked about that like 8 times.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you were 69ing with that girl.
What is wrong with you?
He keeps
what?
Trying to make it his show.
No, she showed up in my parking lot, by the way.
I got a large tattoo that cuts across my back as well as into my butt. And right. so I'm wearing like a looser fabric Fair to not enough. Be constrictive.
Look, nobody's judging you for that. I don't know where that... It's probably Eric Hollerback because he's got some... Weird
deep
issues.
Seated.
You know what
I
mean? I
also wore a cardigan.
I'm having
for
no problem. What
of blanket usage?
Do you realize you drew your own uncomfortable attention to yourself?
Well,
like no
a,
one
that's
was
not uncomfortable. That's
no
like,
one was.
If I had done that immediately, Eric would have felt more comfortable. He's so yeah, hetero. Right. Like he's been like trained on my pussy this whole fucking podcast.
It's true. I'm seeing. I'm just seeing if I could get a little peek.
Dude, good work in between shows, DJ Tanum.
Thanks, man.
Always. So, yeah, let's play another song, take another break, and we'll be back. How about that?
Sounds great.
Everyone here is adorable. I just want you all to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. Get on your ass.
Eric. Eric's saying sideways 69, cause that's how guys do it. Eric's saying sideways 69, because that's how guys do it. Eric's saying sideways 69, cause that's how cop gotta get grinded. Sideways 69, Eric holla back. Eric holla back, wake up in the morning, pop LSD, first time that I'm yawning. Yeah, wake up looking at the dawn and pray to the sun. I'm a beast, yeah, I'm done, motherfucker. I sell drugs out my Uber. Man, don't never catch me, I'm no loser. Yeah. Yay, yay, I'm Eric Hollaback, LSD, tripping bisexual on Tuesday. Nigga, yay! Just to keep it going. Eric Hollaback, eat lunch, all steak, gotta be dear from the restaurant. No way will I take that shit medium well. Better make it rare, bitch. Better make it rare, bitch. So I'm sending that shit back. $20 tip if you get that. Yay, Eric holla back. Pop the LSD in the bathroom. Then I gotta pee, so I piss up in the air with my eyeballs looking at it. Let me clean my ocular cavities. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
Cause I only listen to that hot shit. Yay, yay. I was actually featured on his song as a writer. You can look it up.
For the money, yes sir, two for the show. A couple of years ago, on Headland and DeLow. What's the starter? Something good. Where me and my nigga rode the martyr through the hood, just trying to find that hook up. Now every day we looked up at the ceiling, watching ceiling fans go round, trying to catch that feeling off instrumental. Had my pencil and plus my paper. We caught the 86 fly on your head to Decatur, writing rhymes, trying to find our spot off in that light. Light off in that spot, knowing that we can rock, doing the hole in the wall club. This shit here must stop, like freeze. We making the crowd move, but we not making no G's, and that's a no-no.
A 1-2, dope niggas in the Cadillac, they call us. Went from Plagueis Ball to Boss, putting the South up on the map. It's like Little Rock to banging. Niggas say, motherfuck that plaguing. They paying, we staying, legging vocals, locales done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry, outcast. Yeah, them niggas, they making big noise, over a million sold to this day. Niggas, they take it like they 96, gonna be that year that all y'all play. Plagueis haters can bite me around this bitch.
Yo, mama and your cousin too. Going down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you. Yo, mama and your cousin too. Going down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors.
Back in the day when I was younger, hunger, looking to fill me belly with that rallies. Bullshit, pull shit off like it was supposed to be pulled. Full of the chick I was, stone like them white boys. Smoking them white girls before them blunts got crunk. Chunky asses, passes getting thrown like Hail Marys, and they looking like Halle Berry. So, so fine, intertwined. But we ain't sipping wine, we just chilling. I'm the rabbit, the villain. And I'm so high, smoking freely. Me, Lil B, Reek, Moan, and Suge, and my little brother, James. Things changed in the hood where I live at. Them rats know. Mama, I want to sing, but mama, I want to trick. And mama, I'm sucking dicks now. We moving on up in the world like elevators. Me and the crew, we pimps like 82. Me and you like Tone.
Yeah,
yeah. Like this East Point and we gone.
Me and you, yo mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the boat. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, yo mama and
I stopped at the mall the other day. Heard a call from the other way that I just came from. Some nigga was saying something, talking about smoke.
Hey man,
something.
You remember me from school?
No, not really, but he kept smiling like a clown. Facial expression looking silly, and he kept asking me, what kind of car you drive? I know you paid. I know y'all got buku with poles from all them song that y'all done made. And I replied that I've been going through the same thing that he has. True, I got more fans than the average man, but not enough loot to last me to the end of the week. I live by the beat like you live, check to check. If you don't move your feet, then I don't eat, so we like neck to neck. Yes, we done come a long way like them slim ass
last cigarettes from Virginia. This ain't gonna stop, so we just gonna continue. Continue.
Continue. You, your mama, and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama, and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you. Your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you. Your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the poles. Coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you. Your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the poles.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I think it's amazing.
I don't know how I should feel about this.
But that's just the outline and shading. And
oh, okay. That was...
I got 3 more hours of... you did not. No, sir. That is not allowed.
That's not true.
That's not what he did. He didn't do it.
All right. So what just happened is...
Did you take a selfie while I was...
No.
The camera's pointing. Holy shit. I got to let everybody in on what just happened.
Yeah.
Okay. What just happened, DJ Tandem?
All right.
Okay. So Kelly Stone decided to show everybody her tattoo.
Yeah, and it was very risque.
I didn't have any, I don't have any comments. And Eric Hollerback is trying to get a selfie because he thinks the podcast is going to self-destruct and we're not going to get a selfie, like a group selfie for his podcast because he's trying to jack us and use our show.
Okay, Eric, you ready?
Donnie Darko.
You have been accused, if you want to talk about Highway Diaries bullshit, you have been accused of not necessarily gaining consent in one of your podcast recordings.
What do you mean by that?
Getting consent? Shit.
That's what people in New Orleans are talking about, and it's part of a reason why some people kind of don't like you.
A lot of people don't like him, let's be honest.
Damn.
I love you,
though. Wow. What is...
Quick one. You're quick, buddy.
What is consent for a podcast? Multiple Facebook messages. I'll meet you here.
Okay.
Let's do a podcast.
People knowing that they're being
Hold
recorded.
Hold on a second. We got to let people in. I'm sorry to pause this. We got to let people in.
Yeah.
The plaintiff, Kelly Stone, is accusing the defendant, Eric Hollerback.
I am representing the people. Kelly Stone is representing
Stone,
the people.
Kelly Stone, the people, is accusing... Eric Hollerback,
I love it,
of making a fucked up podcast that pissed people off for some weird reason, and everyone got mad at him because apparently he didn't get consent, some whatever that means. That's her case on the People's fucking show.
I raped a podcast out of somebody. And I like dicks in my ass. Whatever.
Introducing Eric
Hollerback. How many more accusations you want me to defend right now?
The defendant.
Go ahead, Kelly Stone, with your case.
Okay, I was actually, I was informed of this. Yeah. What I've learned about NOLA is this is a gossipy-ass town. Everybody be talking about everybody up in this town.
It is a small city.
It is fucking,
it's
is
a
the
small
South.
City.
It is the South.
You know what I think, brother?
I feel like in comedy and stuff, I feel like we all have these little porches where we drink mint juleps and we fan ourselves and we're like, Lord have mercy, did you hear about Eric Hollerback's
podcast? Would you get
podcast?
To the point?
That's just what hipsters
what
do.
What did he do that was so evil?
There is a guy in town that does open mic comedy who may or may not be autistic.
He is autistic.
Okay.
Interesting.
Who was recorded on a podcast, but from all listening ears and a variety of different analyses of it, it's not clear that that person was aware that they were being recorded.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
For the podcast.
Eric Hollerback, how do you respond?
What's your defense,
well,
my
that's
brother?
Fascinating because, like, when you book somebody for a podcast, you either text them multiple times or get in touch with them on Facebook. If someone had, let's say, Facebook correspondences with this podcast,
would you
person,
get to the point?
Judge
so you
Walker,
saying you have documented evidence?
Can I counter with a scenario?
What did you call me?
Judge Wapner.
Can I be Judge Seyfried?
Well, I mean, it's the People's Court.
I don't care.
Do
it's the
remember?
DJ and
Judge
Seyfried.
I have Facebook messages saying, at this time, would you like to record a podcast, episode 104?
So he's presenting documentation.
Would you like to record a podcast
with me? Well,
hold
on. I'm Judge Mathis. I'm from the streets. now, did you tell him that you were going to begin recording when you began recording? We're going to record a podcast now. Let's go.
Yeah, I said, 1, 2, 3, go.
And what did
welcome,
he say?
And then I said, welcome to Highway Diary. This is Eric Collarbuck. This is episode 104. I'm here with the
blah,
Mr.
Blah,
Emerald Confession.
Hey, watch your mouth.
He is my guest of this podcast.
I feel like people should remain nameless. All I think both on both
I'll
podcasts
edit that
should bleep it.
I will.
But it's
because
honestly,
victims should not be named.
I agree.
Oh my God, they're such victims. This is what I'm saying. This is such
order
bullshit.
In the court.
This
order.
Is
order in the court.
Order in the court.
Now, first of all, you have to address me as Judge Seafree.
Judge Seafree.
Thank you. Now we can continue.
Can I counter with
an
anecdotal, a personal anecdote, therefore?
And then we'll get to
your
anecdotes, Eric.
There was a podcaster in Austin that released a podcast with recordings of me doing comedy without having gained my consent with recording, where they all then analyzed and talked about me from that
show. All right, that's enough of that dumb music. Play something else. okay, listen.
I actually messaged and I was like, I do not consent to
that's a little prejudicial, don't you think? A little prejudicial? Because it's not related.
It is related, where he was like, how does someone record a podcast without sending an email
first? Sure, sure.
I'm like, well, here's an example of a podcast.
Right, well, I send an email and got consent and to... That's what I'm saying.
Do you
saying.
Have screenshots of those Facebook chats?
Well, I can get them. They are archived by the NSA. But what I'm saying is, when you say that there was not consent, what I don't understand these mint julep drinking porch chatting people don't understand is, when you schedule to go to the Always Lounge at 6 p.m., when the open mic... sign up is at 7:30. Maybe you're trying to record a podcast for 90 minutes, and maybe I have all of this documented
on
Facebook.
You get your bisexual mouth to the point.
Why didn't you ever then produce that when people were upset? Is this your first understanding of people being upset about it?
I understand people are upset about it, but then I also released a podcast called 104 Redaction Special, which I talked about all of this. And if people don't listen to that, then I don't care.
So you redacted the parts that were not consensual? Like, what would you have redacted?
I redacted the entire
episode. So hold
episode.
On. Fucking whatever your name is. Was the podcast, like, did it make old boy look bad or something? I'm asking you, Kelly. Did it make him look bad or something? What is the offensiveness
of it? Did you listen to it?
I am only the attorney representing the people, and I think my paralegal has listened to the podcast.
And?
I personally have not.
What did your paralegal say?
Why did you just play sirens for 30 seconds? You're fucking awful sometimes, dude. I mean, other times you're a genius. But
what did your paralegal say about the matter?
What did your paralegal say about the podcast?
It's an emergency.
She basically said the people... rest at we don't like Eric Hollerbach because of that podcast. It sits unpleasantly in our mouth. This is the consensus.
Now, why is that? Do you think this group is being protective or overprotective maybe, or maybe it came out the wrong way? I mean, I've seen him perform many times and I think he is fucking hilarious. And he is hilarious because he's using who he is to be funny.
Right. Yeah. No, for sure. I don't know that it's about that so much as that they felt that maybe that it looked badly.
What do you say to that?
I think it asked a lot of sex questions. I think that's what it was it was really probing with sexual behavior questions.
Okay. So, Eric, please respond.
That.
Do you feel like it made him look in like an unfair, you put him in an unfair light at all?
I would say that recently I've seen this act, and this act has gone from not talking about sex at all to talking about lots of sexual behavior.
He does a lot of sex act, which is hilarious,
all, like,
by the way.
Imaginary, like I would do this.
Yeah, it's definitely fantasy, no doubt.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not. But I can see why Eric's point would be,
Well, if he brings up sex in his act, well, then it might be okay to ask him about and sex. Like, but that's not relevant. It's like, what okay, happens?
Let's look at someone who does comedy that I respect.
Right.
Fucking four nights a week or whatever. He's always out there doing comedy. I'm trying to go, hey, this I saw this in your comedy. Let's talk about it. And I'm a fucking Hitler.
Sounds like misunderstanding.
You know, right? I think a mini debriefing before a podcast, like, hey, I'd like to cover this, this, and this. We're going to talk about this. I think sometimes, and I get that you guys want surprise stuff too, like to be, but sometimes there are boundaries, conversational boundaries. And like I even discussed with you on the front end of our recording things that I was not comfortable talking about and you still pressed on. It's like, I think that's a problem is that you don't respect boundaries. And maybe that's why you talk about a lot of the sexual stuff that you talk about.
By a horrified shopper with his pants around his ankles, masturbating in the women's bathroom at a Walmart on Wednesday morning. But ladies, he's still single. Police believe that around 8:30 a.m., Brian Hounslow entered the women's bathroom at the Tulsa Walmart.
Moments case later, closed, no contest.
Davis went to freshen up.
I saw it, like, okay, so for example,
she says she found the Hounslow with his pants
Seafried
furiously rubbing one out in front of the mirror.
Before this podcast, with all of these things listed, like everything that you brought up tonight, KKK thing, the Alex Jones.
Horrified, she ran out and tried to alert shoppers and employees, but was met with shrugs.
Which DJ...
The alleged pervert then emerged and offered an apology of sorts, saying
Tandem
he didn't realize he'd been in the ladies'
an
room.
Animated replay.
And then here's what happened.
They got footage of this motherfucker walking around with his pants down, though. He was clearly jacking off.
In a women's restroom?
You yeah.
Were naked
good for him.
Your pants down around your ankles. Someone stop him. Do not let him go out that door.
That's awful.
Stop this man.
Unlucky for Hounslow, he ran outside and took down his license plate just as he was making his getaway. Sex crime detectives busted him at his home later that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bitch by masturbated
the
in
the police
Walmart
reports
also
noted
that
Davis saw the man's fully exposed turgid penis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Charming.
Lucky motherfucker.
No, but I do think
bathroom jerker offer.
I'm
a spitter, not a coffer. Loftiest thoughts in the loft, bruh.
Public consumption.
Reading comic books on my back in the grass, looking up at the skies, my mind moved fast. That motherfucker's lucky this ain't tribal times. Bathroom jacker offers used to get grabbed and tossed off of mountaintops cause they can't stop, so fuck it. Motherfucker's lucky, yeah, that we grew up and evolved as a species, that he would get abducted, clearly. Yeah, he needs help. Either we give him ayahuasca or send him to hell. Yeah. Yeah.
To the aliens, let them probe him.
Aliens won't talk to motherfuckers on Earth till we get real about who's fucking up. Till we.
He's
till
been
we...
probed before.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Eric's been probed.
Ooh. Eric is an alien. Blame a concept, but shit'll never change. It's concrete, motherfuckers fucking up things. Yeah, it's good that Anonymous putting out names, but really, motherfucker, is it really just a giant commercial for the KKK?
Yeah.
It seems like white supremacy's had its day. So why are you reminding people? Why don't you just acknowledge that people gotta die before things will change? And I mean old dudes dying in their bed, being fucking lame is all lames, but... It's a generational thing. Smart people make kids and raise them correctly. And we'll get
That's
there
me.
Eventually. Yeah.
So,
bravo.
That,
Thank that you. Was so good.
It was smooth.
Beautiful.
That was so good.
Like a baby booty.
It's really positive too and uplifting, I think.
My chest is warm. Like, you really, you warm my heart.
I feel like I'm covered in baby powder.
Baby powder users are the
worst. Don't go back to
worst.
Awful topic after my amazing performance,
yeah.
guys. Just don't do that to the show.
Are you powder? I'm sticking.
All
to
right,
that.
Man. Let's turn off the podcast.
Turn it off.
It's time.
Yeah.
So Kelly, Eric, you're free to go at any time because from here on out,
destruction.
Ooh, what is this?
Check it out.
Yeah.
I would like to do an interpretive dance.
I'm gonna do more raps about medieval times. That's some of my favorite shit.
Bye, everybody. Turn off the podcast now.
Eric Hollaback in my past life.
looking at C-Free's crystal ball. C-Free sitting there like, damn, y'all, I see your past life, homie, I'ma communicate it. Me and you, we're related, distant cousins from the French countryside in the 800s, yay. Eric Holler back in his past life, he was a minstrel. Used to walk around and tell the king, you're a cunt, Mr. King, suck a dick, yo. And the king would go, you're the minstrel.
Eric used to be cool.
You're my minstrel. His name was Baruch. He was a Jew, that's why now he looks kinda like a Jew. Yay. Past life is real, Eric Hollaback. Been a wisdom man since for real. Long time ago, 1,000 years old. He's cold, so smooth when he rolls up spliffs. But he don't bring no weed, he's a Snoop Dogg smoker. Yeah. Eric Hollaback, Jew from way back. Eric Hollaback, Jew from way back.
Hey, but he did bring Heineken because he's German.
Used to travel countryside telling jokes when he escaped from the king, put a price on his head. He was a fugitive minstrel, hung out, pretended to be a poet. He got mad pussy, yo. Pussy, yo. Traveled town to town,
pussy
fucking daughters.
2015.
He got that 808D pussy, yo. 800 AD, you gotta pull out all the time. In fact, he invented pulling out and busting on the back. Jew from way back, Eric Hollaback. Back, back. Jew from way back, Eric Hollaback. Back. A Jew from way back.
Rumors.
Back. A Jew from way back. Back. Past life, Hebrew chills when he died. It was fighting a dragon that was anti-Semitic. Yeah, his name was Smaug. In fact, Eric invented a cannon. It was a recipe he learned from Islamic masters that he met in the East. Then he built a cannon made from powder. Invented gunpowder on the spot. Then he shot that dragon in his ass. Went right up the ass crack, and that's where the anal fetish comes from. Now it all comes full circle. Karma is a bitch. Reincarnation, many lives have he lived. Yeah.
Are you a powder
He's
person?
A Jew from way back, Eric Hollaback. He's a Jew from way back.
Baby powder.
Now that was the real turn of podcast game. That was like the first turn of podcast game off, because that ruled.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. I like that one.
All right, let's keep going. So you just leave whenever you got
to
leave.
Oh, do you really want me to leave?
No, what I'm saying.
That's not what that is.
I'm saying, I know you have a time constraint, but we're going to keep going until we run out of energy.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I got, 11 minutes.
Okay, cool. Leave in 11 minutes.
It's like Elaine's orgasm. Timeline from Seinfeld. She's like, you gotta let
him. Hey, motherfucker.
Why'd you play Die Hard?
Because it was cool.
It does have a cool black guy, white guy relationship, kind of like ours.
Yeah.
I really like movies like that.
Yeah, like Lethal Weapon and shit. Yeah.
I like that he pulled like 5 inches of glass out of his feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was real.
Like, can you just think about that? All the blood and the glass. Like, if that was in your foot and you really were, like, pulling.
But you know what? We don't talk about movies on this podcast.
Sorry.
That's what everyone does. And it's always shitty. No one cares what you think about movies.
You guys just played a movie quote.
We just play movie themes.
I know. It's cool to make references to movies. References rule.
I was trying to be, like, all gross and turn the podcast off with, like, thinking about
you don't have to do this part.
Glass
we got this.
In your feet.
We got this. That's actually.
So you just basically
like
said, bitch,
though.
Please.
I didn't use that those words.
No, I'm just kidding.
Play
just
another music. Yay. About to rap. Oh, you know what this is, y'all. C-Free back in the building. Serial Killer Part 4.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
There's a mystery afoot. Why are you still listening? Turn off the podcast.
Diaries, diaries, diaries. I write murder diaries, diaries, diaries. I'm a serial killer. Part time, part time. I'm a
doing hard time.
Veterinarian, veterinarian. I find dog parts that I kill from a dog. Then I pull them off, then I run around and I kidnap like 8 dudes at a time. Then I throw bones at them when they taking a nap, taking a nap. Old dudes taking a nap. I kidnap old dudes while they're taking a nap. I throw dead animal parts on them. It's serial killer part 4. Yeah, they gone them. I'ma hum them.
All right, that's it. That's it for serial killer part 4.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I was thinking to get people to turn it off?
What?
Be like, I'm about to give a Walking Dead spoiler.
I don't know.
And then
that's a good okay, Eric.
I was going to.
Eric needs his dumb selfie.
Yeah, we got to take a selfie for this moment.
All right, everybody, good night. Go. Tell everyone about the podcast.
Frolic
so we can
about.
Be the biggest podcast in New Orleans.
Thanks
C-Free
for having
and
me
DJ
on.
Tandem Show.
Thank
Kelly
you for being
Stone,
here.
Thank you very much. Eric Hollerback, you're welcome.
Once again.
Yeah, you're
we
welcome.
We could have given him some more air.
And you're a thief.
He got his pizza slice.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.